第二部分，
广西中考听力真题。广西北部湾经济区2018年初中学业水平统一考试英语。一，听句子，选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，每个句子读一遍。
Number one, there is a clock on the desk.
Number two, look how large the elephant is.
Number three, Bob is good at playing the violin.
Number four, the strong man is excited to ride a horse.
Number five, turn right and you can find the bookshop.
Two, 听句子，选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语。每个句子读两遍。
Number six, what would you like to drink?
What would you like to drink?
Number seven, how are you these days?
How are you these days?
Number eight, sorry, I broke your cup.
Sorry, I broke your cup.
Number nine, you look so beautiful in the red dress.
You look so beautiful in the red dress.
Number ten, Peter, how often do you go to the library?
Peter, how often do you go to the library?
三，听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第十一至十三小题。
Lily, would you like to see our new house?
Great! Is it far from our old house, Dad?
No, it's next to your school. Let's walk there. Let's go in.
The living room is so big.
Yes, but the kitchen is quite small.
Which is my bedroom?
This one, and it is your favorite color, blue.
Thank you, Dad.
Lily, would you like to see our new house?
Great! Is it far from our old house, Dad?
No, it's next to your school. Let's walk there. Let's go in.
The living room is so big.
Yes, but the kitchen is quite small.
Which is my bedroom?
This one, and it is your favorite color, blue.
Thank you, Dad.
请听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
Hi, Lucy. You don't look happy. What is the problem?
I have been looking for a job for half a year, but I haven't got one yet.
I know how sad you feel, but if you don't keep on looking, you'll never get a job.
Our father advised me to be a farmer.
But you did not want to be a farmer as him, right?
Yes, so I was going to find a good job in the city.
You know, it is not easy to find a job in a big city.
That's true. It is too crowded and too noisy.
Well, are you going back to the farm?
If I cannot find a job this month, I will return to Father's farm.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Hi, Lucy. You don't look happy. What is the problem?
I have been looking for a job for half a year, but I haven't got one yet.
I know how sad you feel, but if you don't keep on looking, you'll never get a job.
Our father advised me to be a farmer.
But you did not want to be a farmer as him, right?
Yes. So I was going to find a good job in the city.
You know, it is not easy to find a job in a big city.
That's true. It is too crowded and too noisy.
Well, are you going back to the farm?
If I cannot find a job this month, I will return to Father's farm.
Good luck.
Thank you. Hi, Mike. How was your weekend?
Saturday was not good. I stayed at home and did my homework.
How about Sunday?
It was great.
What did you do?
In the morning, I played tennis with my brother in the sports center. In the afternoon, I volunteered in an old people's home. What about you, Mary?
Well, on Saturday morning, I cleaned my room.
That does not sound fun.
Then in the afternoon, I studied for the math test. But my Sunday morning was really interesting.
Did you go to the cinema?
No, I went to my friend's house for a party. It started at 9 a.m. and ended at 12 a.m.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, and so did my friends. Hi, Mike. How was your weekend?
Saturday was not good. I stayed at home and did my homework.
How about Sunday?
It was great.
What did you do?
In the morning, I played tennis with my brother in the sports center. In the afternoon, I volunteered in an old people's home. What about you, Mary?
Well, on Saturday morning, I cleaned my room.
That does not sound fun.
Then in the afternoon, I studied for the math test. But my Sunday morning was really interesting.
Did you go to the cinema?
No, I went to my friend's house for a party. It started at 9 a.m. and ended at 12 a.m.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, and so did my friends.
Hello,
my name is David. I'm 15. I like watching TV. I often have discussions about TV programs with my friends in the students' club. Sarah is 14, and she likes talk shows very much because she thinks they are interesting and it is a good way to relax. But Sam finds them boring. Like many boys, Sam's favorite program is game shows. He thinks game shows are quite exciting. He also likes news. Sam wants to become a reporter in CCTV. He says watching news helps him learn a lot from the reporters and know what's going on in the world. Well, I like watching humorous cartoons best. I can't help laughing when I see them. What about you?
Hello, my name is David. I'm 15. I like watching TV. I often have discussions about TV programs with my friends in the students' club. Sarah is 14, and she likes talk shows very much because she thinks they are interesting and it is a good way to relax. But Sam finds them boring. Like many boys, Sam's favorite program is game shows. He thinks game shows are quite exciting. He also likes the news. Sam wants to become a reporter in CCTV. He says watching news helps him learn a lot from the reporters and know what's going on in the world. Well, I like watching humorous cartoons best. I can't help laughing when I see them. What about you?
Five. 你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容填入所缺信息，每空一词。短文读两遍。
Zhang Xing has always been a hard-working student. At the beginning of this term, he found that studying English was very difficult. But now his English has improved greatly in all parts. In writing, his spelling is better.He is able to correct his own work and help with other students. In speaking, he can have English conversations with his friends and with me. He takes part in group work, and he is not afraid to speak anymore. When I ask him questions in English, he smiles and can answer them quickly. He can understand text more easily in reading. I think if he continues like this,He will do much better next term.
Zhang Xing has always been a hard-working student. At the beginning of this term, he found that studying English was very difficult. But now his English has improved greatly in all parts. In writing, his spelling is better. He is able to correct his own work and help with other students.In speaking, he can have English conversations with his friends and with me. He takes part in group work, and he is not afraid to speak anymore. When I ask him questions in English, he smiles and can answer them quickly. He can understand text more easily in reading. I think if he continues like this, he will do much better next term.